Daughter Rosie on the house, broadcasting from the Tucson Convention Center at the Saba Home and Garden Show. We're here right now with guest Chad Carney, owner of AV Specialist. As you know, the topic of the day really is making your home smart. Chad, I have to tell you, there's a lot about old Rosie that likes a dumb house.
Well, spend some time with me. We can change that for you.
Yeah, I should shadow you for a week
or
two.
You should let us hook you up.
See of all the things that are really out there that are available.
Yeah, I think most people know what's there. They just don't know how it can be used in an automated environment. So I think, I'm sorry.
I say cost can be intimidating. Networking, setting up can be intimidating,
yeah.
Aggravating. Instead of the old days of... what I consider old days, not dad's old days here, but
careful there, Junior.
You had your red, your white, and your blue, but you've got your amplifier, then you've got a VHS player, now we've got a CD player, now we've got a DVD player, and your speakers. So you get tangled in wires.
Oh,
well, now you could get tangled in security and settings, basically, right. Trying to make sure it's all properly talking.
Well, it's not easy for the end user to set up. I certainly wouldn't suggest someone going down to your local hardware or electronics store and trying to do their own home automation. That's something that we've taken a lot of training. I've gone through a lot of hoops to get to where we're at to be able to do that. But the end result is it's easy to use. You know, once it's done and it's done properly, it's just a seamless part of your life. So a lot of the advancements of today has made things easy to use, easy to integrate, easy to distribute, like the video over Cat 5. You know, we used to have separate systems, one in the bedroom, one in the living room. Kids had to have their own DVD player if they wanted to see something in their bedroom. Now we hang a TV on the wall, we put two speakers in the ceiling, and we have a Cat 5 running to the TV, and it shares everything in the entire house. You go on the TV, you want to hear Apple TV, you go, you see it, you select Apple, you play it. You want to watch DVD 1, watch DVD 1, cable box 1, cable box 2, listen to your music, streaming content. That's how it's done. Now you freed up your wall space. You don't have to worry about what you're putting underneath it, how you're going to get the wires from here to there. Or, you know, it's just a matter of hang the TV, grab a remote, and you're off and going. All your equipment can sit back in a closet somewhere. You don't have to see it. Your designer loves that. They don't have to try to work around where are we going to put all this stuff. And it makes it easier for us as integrators, too, because we are in a controlled area, a controlled space. We can thermally control it with ventilation. Easy breezy. You just go on with your day.
I want to control the dust mites that pile up in the... It seems like you open those display. What is it about the equipment that draws the dust?
Well, a lot of them have little fans built into them, but there's also like an electromagnetic field on it, like static.
Yeah,
it can draw the dust.
It does. Chad Carney of AV Specialist here in Tucson. If you're interested in, if someone listening today wanted to get a orientation of what's available today as far as this smart home technology,
sure,
how would they get a hold of you?
They could call us here at the office here at 297-5463. Of course, you can also see us, go to our website at www.proavspecialist.com. You can also see us on TucsonHomeProjects.com. We're affiliated with that group, which is a great group of contractors all together that provide pretty much anything you would need for your home.
Okay. What are you displaying at the show today in particular?
Automation. We're controlling, we got a 4K TV on display. We're showing the integration between lighting, thermostat, cameras, integrated solutions with music, like internet radio and Pandora, how you can distribute that through the house.
iHeartRadio.
Yeah, we can do that too. So we're showing a lot of integration and how it works. You push a button and your blinds come down automatically. We got a blind display down there for automated blinds, door locks. So good night, your door locks, your blinds come down, your lights dim, your TV shuts off. That kind of integration we're showing down here today.
All right.
Have you ever seen the movie Congo? It is an old movie.
I don't think so.
They had motion sensor machine guns on their perimeter to keep the gorillas out. Do y'all have anything like that?
I'm sure we'd figure something out.
If I'm in a really rural area and I have a lot of coyotes.
Let me know. We'll figure it out together.
Somebody approached me at the booth yesterday and wanted to know anything they could do about javelina that they just could not keep out of their yard up in the Oracle area. And I don't know that you couldn't do motion sensor and a noise distraction,
yep.
couldn't you?
Proximity sensors, yeah.
Okay.
You can integrate that and turn lights on or you can – there's all kinds of stuff you can do with proximity sensors. So,
okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Something like that.
Well, I'll come down to the booth and we'll visit more on that because that's a topic we get addressed a lot. Deer, javelina, bobcats, you know.
Sure.
They like to be able to see them. They like to know they're there, but they just don't like them to they don't like them use their patio furniture for a nest. So it's Chad Carney of AV Specialists right here in Tucson. And again, Chad, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you,
297-5463. Give us a call. I'll come out, free consultation, and we'll provide you with a great proposal that explains everything, get you set up.
Fantastic. Well, again, appreciate you taking
time out of
what you had to do here
and
coming up here and joining us. Thanks a million.
All right.
We're about 5 minutes away from the home show opening.
That's right.
It is at the Tucson Convention Center. And I've been sitting on this email since March, last time we broadcasted here. This is the Robles family.
Okay.
And she writes, the lady of the house writes in and says, I was on our way to pick up furniture in Douglas, Arizona, from my grandmother's house.
Okay.
Heard your broadcast, and you're talking about the tri-tip barbecue. Well, when we went to Douglas, loaded up the furniture, and we're driving back, and the Tucson Convention Center is right off the I-10 exit. So we decided, you know what, why don't we just stop in and see if we get it. You can actually pick up a whole tri-tip.
$30.
For $30.
That's
Baby, if you're listening, I've got one. So if you got some in the crock pot, that's fine. Keep it there. But if you haven't got dinner plans there, we've got a whole tri-tip I'm bringing home. And she said, we pulled in and stopped and picked it up. And I'm going to read this as it's typed because I don't talk or type like this. But she goes, OMG. It was so good, and we ate it the whole way home. So what would a Saba home show be without the tri-tip smoker outside?
Barbecue for you, tri-tip. It just is very, very hard to beat. Hey, we'll get back on the third hour of Rosie on House this morning. We're going to continue talking about new innovations on how you can make your house smart. We'll be talking in particular about air conditioning, heating, and solar. Stay tuned. This is information you got to have.
Show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.